It's unusual to attend a concert in which, embedded right there in the middle of the program, is a rarely performed work by none other than the great French master, Claude Debussy. Salisbury Symphony conductor David Hagee gives us just that in a concert titled Grace and Grandeur this Saturday night at 7:30 in Keppel Auditorium on the campus of Catawba College in Salisbury. Also on the program will be the Symphony No. 4 by Johannes Brahms and music by Maurice Ravel, his Tombeau de Couperin.
He wrote a six-movement suite originally. He had seven friends who died in the First World War, and he wanted to write something to memorialize them, and he wrote this piano suite, and then later on decided to orchestrate them, and so he orchestrated four movements into the orchestra version. They are really quite challenging to an orchestra, I think, especially the oboist. Before programming it, I called my principal oboe and said, "Are you up to a tombeau?" And she understood why and said, "Well, yes, I think I could do that." It's the opening prelude, the la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, with all the grace notes in it for the oboe.
Great way to start off the program, and then one of Ravel's countrymen and Claude Debussy. And I'm familiar with his Rhapsody, for example, for clarinet and orchestra, but not his Fantasy. And this is a Fantasy for piano and orchestra. Tell me about this work.
Well, it was written early in his career. He had won the Prix de Rome, and he'd returned to Paris, and a performance was scheduled with the conductor Vincent Dandy, also a fine composer. And at the time, Dandy then wrote Debussy and said, "I'm sorry, but we just don't have enough rehearsal time for this entire piece. I'd like to just do the first movement." And Debussy apparently went to the concert hall surreptitiously, as far as I can tell. It seems like he was sneaking in to the resources, took all the music out, and never let it be performed in his lifetime. But this is delightful. He overlaps a variety of themes extremely adeptly, and I think it's a masterpiece of Debussy that's just so seldom heard. And of course, it's difficult to find a soloist who would learn a piece that's this challenging and has so many questions in it.
Well, thankfully, it's difficult to find a pianist of the technical mastery of Dmitri Steinberg, and current artist teacher of piano at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts.
And he immediately jumped on it and said, "Yes, he really liked the piece and would like to learn it." So I said, "Yes, I'm impressed. It will be a very exciting and wonderful performance."
One of my all-time favorite symphonies, period, is this on your program, of course, Brahms' Fourth Symphony. Really a great introduction to Brahms. It has a little bit of everything.
Yes, indeed it does. It soars in its slow movement. It has Brahms' best comedic happiness in his quasi-scherzo third movement, and it has all his wit of organization in the fourth movement of this Passacaglia that he creates. So it tells you what Brahms is all about, that's for sure.
Salisbury Symphony conductor David Hagee, this Saturday night at 7:30 in Keppel Auditorium on the campus of Catawba College in Salisbury. He'll lead the orchestra in a performance of music by Johannes Brahms, Maurice Ravel, and Claude Debussy's rarely performed Fantasy for piano and orchestra with UNCSA's artist, teacher, and piano soloist Dmitri Steinberg. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFTD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFTD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.